This is a special edition of Wizard of iPhone Speaks, Series 1, Number 19, 09234, Identification. The real threat to our democracy is the failure of our newspapers. They have let our nation down. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, the guys who beat the tech in the truck. Mouse Calls announces its largest product launch in 22 years. 24/7/365 live support for all VIPs and managed clients. You already know that at Mouse Calls, we have worked for over 22 years to provide our clients with an exceptional service experience. We love you, our clients. This is part of the why we have an NPS score of 92, which is considered best in its class among technology solution providers. It's my absolute pleasure to announce that to you that by September 1st, we will be providing all VIPs and managed clients with 24/7/365 live support. That's right, a live human answering your calls and a direct-to-tech service no matter what time of day or night. Our exclusive VIP email support is help247@mousecallsonline. And our phone number is the same as always, 844-541-6964, as well as 615-662-0235. This email is exclusive to our clients on VIP plans. Please don't give it out to friends or family. If you use support@mousecallsonline address, your request will get bundled with non-VIPs and you won't get the fast, full-service equipment. Today's digital factoid. Guess what? And here I quote, "You may solve many of your problems with AT&T by using our app." End of quote. Of course, this is followed by the disclaimer, data rates and charges may apply. Translation, when we create a problem, we're going to make you pay us to fix it. FYI, back in the dim dark days of yesteryear, when you dialed operator from a payphone, you got your dime back. Back in the dim dark days of yesteryear, Miss Cornwall, that gray-haired serious lady who began to teach me how to write, said, and here I quote, "If you want to learn to write, read a newspaper." She was talking about the Bridgeport Post, not the august New York Times. Not long ago, I learned that the Sunday New York Times Magazine was the premier of their editorial effort. Lately, I've been in the habit of buying the Sunday New York Times, and the rest of the paper continues its downward death spiral. For example, consider it an opinion piece featured on the front page of the Sunday Times. And here I quote, "Threat to our democracy," end of quote. It's a crock. For openers, the United States is not a democracy at all. We are, or we used to be, a constitutional republic. I read the piece, and it's long on rhetoric and short on facts, a product of our system of outcome-based education. 2 + 2 = 5, no matter how good you might feel about it. Instead, it's more mindless quetching about the, and here I quote, "unfairness," end of quote, of the electoral system. Yes, the population has shifted, and now we have more states than when we started, and it's possible to win the popular vote and lose the election, and that's by design. It's called the tyranny of the majority. The Electoral College reflects the Congress of the United States. Each state gets one elector for each congressional seat, plus one at large. It's a winner-take-all by design. Apportioning electors would serve no purpose. Remember, Aaron Burr, a Democrat, who forced the election of 1808 to be decided by the House of Representatives. He claimed the same number of electoral votes as Thomas Jefferson. Our nation remains threatened by the neo-fascist leftists spreading hatred of our nation, especially the attacks on our founding documents. The Constitution is racist, right out of the playbook of Joseph Goebbels. And here I quote, "Tell the big lie often enough and it will become the truth," end of quote. My mentor would be shocked to find an opinion piece as the Sunday lead. Today's newspapers are different. They don't have editors anymore. They are luxuries newspapers can no longer afford. How the mighty have fallen. The real threat to our republic remains Dominion software and other election frauds like ballot harvesting and mail-in voting. A state, Wisconsin, even reported more votes cast than registered voters, a clear example of Russian interference. Consider Georgia in 2020, where Dominion software was used statewide, a clear win in the presidential election, and a statistical tie in both Senate races. FYI, the Senate terms are 6 years and are staggered, so election of two senators in a single cycle rarely happens. Our political discourse has changed from raucous to uncivil and vulgar. FYI, during the election of 2020, a college professor genius at Syracuse University said, and here I quote, "Twitter is the fastest news service ever," end of quote. The Twitter response to Donald Trump was both inchoate and vulgar. I will, however, submit he probably shouldn't have posted in all caps. The motto of the New York Times has shifted from "all the news fit to print." Now it's fit the news to our print template, as in, "America, you've done it wrong again." The same crowd who objects to "make America great again," or as a previous president expressed it, "ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 1960. How soon we forget.
What do you want, a free lesson in police work? Well then, you just fulfilled the first rule of law enforcement. Make sure when your shift is over, you go home alive. Here endeth the lesson.
This is Lily Hudson from lilyhudson.com with your healthy eating tip of the week. When you catch yourself eating too fast, take a deep breath and slow down. Remember, I told you a long time ago about putting your fork down before you chew. That will help you slow down. If you've forgotten that tip, try it now. Put your fork down before you chew and enjoy your food. Find out more at slenderstrongandfit.com. Call me now at 615-319-5603. 615-319-5603. slenderstrongandfit.com.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. Late breaking news. California Governor Newsom is calling on Californians not to charge their Tesla during the continuing power shortage. How about this instead, Governor Moonbeam 2? Ask LA to reduce their water consumption instead. 23% of the power generated by Hoover Dam in Nevada is used to pump water to the City of Angels. It's called the Edmondson Lift Plant. Or ask the housewives of L.A. to dry their clothes outside. Hoover Dam is operating with one less generator since the explosion 1 month ago.
Hi, this is Fran Myers with Visitation Hospital Foundation based in Nashville, Tennessee. We built and support the Visitation Clinic, an outpatient medical facility in southwest Haiti. As you know, this is the area that was affected by the August earthquake this year. Our clinic was built by American standards and withstood the earthquake, but buildings and homes and towns surrounding us were greatly affected. People continue to live under tarps as buildings are unsafe. We have seen an influx of new patients in the area as our clinic is closest that was not destroyed. We are in desperate need of funding for medications and medical supplies, and your donations are greatly needed. Please help us help our Haitian brothers and sisters. Visit our website at www.visitationhospital.org to make an online gift, or mail us a check to Visitation Hospital Foundation, 237 Old Hickory Boulevard, Suite 100, Nashville, Tennessee, 37221. Every gift matters. Please do it right now. Thank you.
This has been a special edition of Wizard of iPhone Speaks, Series 1, Number 19, 09234, Identification.